So the Gemara Named Aleph mentioned a discussion with regards to what color is the sun. Is the sun white or is the sun red? Now, the Metzius is that during the day, the sun would seem to be white. But at the same time, Betzafro Panya, during sunrise and sunset, the sun looks red. So the Gemara was a little bit confused, unsure, thinking aloud. Is the sun white or is the sun red? And the Gemara two mahalchim. One mahalch is that the sun is red, and that's why Betzafru Panya, it looks red. The reason during the day it looks white is because the sun is so bright then that you're blinded and you can't see the true color of the sun. The other approach that the Gemara took was that the sun is really white, and the reason Betzafru Panya looks red is because as the sun rises and sets, it passes Gan Eden and Gehenim respectively. Gan Eden is to the east and Gehenim is to the west. And both Gan Eden and Gehenim have a red color. Gan Eden has a red color because of the Vardi of Gan Eden, the roses, the red roses of Gan Eden. And Gehenim has a red color because of the fire, because of the Esh of Gehenim. But the point is that it's because of the complexion of the roses of Gan Eden and the fire of Gehenim that Betzafra Upanya, the sun, looks red. There's a Yerushalmi in Mesechtes Chala. It's Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Yerushalmi over there is discussing different things that are Chayev in Chala and Potter in Chala. And the Yerushalmi says as follows. It's a Mishnah. Hasufganim v'hadufshanim v'ho'iskeritin v'chalas hamasres v'hameduma p'tur menachal. All these things are potter menachal. So the exact cheshbon in the Yerushalmi is not important for this raid bite. But the Gemara over there brings that Rabbi Yochanan said that sufganim are really chayev in chala. And for the Yerushalmi, how does Rabbi Yochanan's memory that sufganim are chayiv and challah shtim with the Mishnah that lists sufganim as one of the things that are ptur min achala? And the Yerushalmi answers pasale b'sufganim shenasu b'chama, that the sufganim that the Mishnah says is potter min achala is talking about sufganim, some fried thing, right? That's what it sounds like. But it's talking about sufganim that were baked in the sun. And because they were baked in the sun, since for that reason there's no chayiv chal. And when Rabbi Yochanan said that sufganim are chayiv and chala, he's talking about it was baked in an oven, in a frying pan, I don't know, in a more traditional way. And it's for that reason you're going to be chayiv. Zok de Braisa, what's the makar to this teretz, this distinction? The Tani, we learned to the Braisa. And this price is a Tesefta, and it's in the second parak of Masechtas Pesachim. Yoitzin besufganim shenasu bar. You could be yoitza the chiv matzah with sufganim that were prepared in an oven. However, you can't be yoitza with sufganim shenasu b'chama, the sufganim variety that were made in the sun. So Zokti Yerushalmi, you see from this Tosefta that there's a fundamental difference between sufganim shenasu b'chama versus sufganim shenasu b'or. The one that was made b'chama, you can't be yoitza matzah. The one that was made b'or, you could be yoitza matzah. That's the Teretz Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah that says ha-sufganim is p'turim min achala. That's talking about sufganim that were nasa b'chama. And just like you can't be yoitza chayvas matzah b'lel Pesach with those sufganim, why? Because it was Nasa v'chama, so too you're going to be potter min achala. The two atali zebezeh. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan that said you are chayiv and chala when you have your sufganim. Yeah, that's the other sufganim that were mentioned in that Tosefta. Sufganim shenasa ba'ur. And the sufganim shenasa ba'ur, you're yoitza yechiv matzah. If you're yoitza yechiv matzah, so in the world of chala, you're going to be chayiv and chala as well. So I heard from Yedidi Rablevi Chomsky, he shared with me a ha'ar nifla that he found in the Derech Amunah from Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings this Yerushalmi, and he brings a kasha that he saw in the Sefer Pardes Yosef on this Yerushalmi. And the kasha is as follows. So we know that at the Leil HaSeder we eat matzah, right? Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. Why do we eat matzah? So we say it in the Haggadah. Matzah zu sha'anu oichlan al shum ma. Al shum shalei hispik b'tzeikam shalaviseinu lahachmitz ad shenigla aleim melech malchem lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golem. Because the Yidden were getting ready to leave Mitzrayim, the great exodus. And they were preparing tzeid l'derech. So they were preparing dough. And what happened was this, that they were preparing these loaves of bread, these challahs, these baguettes, whatever it was, it didn't have a chance to rise properly, to become chametz, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself and said, let's go, it's time to go. How do you know this? It's a passing in the Torah. It says, Vayoifu as habotzek, asher hoitziu mi mitzrayim, ugois matzois, ki loy chametz. Why not? Ki gorshu mi mitzrayim. Because the Yidden were thrown out of Mitzrayim, v'lo yachlu lihis mameya. V'gam tzedel yosol, and when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they left without any tzedel there. So matzos, ushanu oichlan al shuma, it's based on that pasuk in Parshas Bo. Vayoifu as habotzek, asher hoitziu mi mitzrayim, ugois matzois, ki loy chametz, ki gorshu. If you take a look at the Targum Yonasan on that pasuk, so the Targum Yonasan, the Lashonai Hazav, says as follows. Vayoifu as habatzik, vahava kotin min lisha, da apiku mi mitzrayim, umisadrin al reishehoin. So the Yidden had dough that they were preparing to bake, and it was on their head. Umisafi lohoin mechumsa de shimsha. And it was baking, because the desert heat was so hot. Chariron patiron. And what it baked into was these chariron patiron. Arum loicham arum itrichu mi mitzrayim. V'lo yechilu l'mishay v'sapiku loin l'mechel ad chamei siyom l'yarcha de'irom mitul d'zobden loyovdeloin. So the Targum Yonasan in his Aramaic sprach says that, you want to know the rest of the story? V'yoyfu asabatzeik, had a day, bake it. It's because the lisha was misadron al reishay, and it was on their head, and it was baking from the heat of the sun. So Freik the Pardes Yosef, he says, I don't understand. How could the Yerushalmi in Aleph Gimel in Masechtas Chal, which is really based on the Tesef, the Perek base in Masechtas Pesachim, say that you can't be Yotza Chayvas Matzah with the Sufginun that were made Bechama, because it's not considered dough, and so too in Hilchas Challah you're not going to be chayv in challah. Matzah zushanu oichlan al shuma. Why do we eat matzah in the first place? It's based on a pasuk that says vayoyfu as habasik asher yitziu mi mitzrayim ugas matzah is kiloy chametz. And take a look at Targum Yonasan ben Azil on that pasuk, and he says mefurish that how did they bake it? They baked the bechama. So if the matzah zushanu oichlan is a zecher to that, and that was gufa baked bechama, so how is it possible in the world? How is it shayach that if somebody is going to make matzah bechama, you're not yoitza, and it has to be ba'or l'chayra, it's a kushya nifla. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said a davar nifla. He said that there's a gemara in Masechta Shabbos, this is in Perakira, daf lamed chesam adeis, daf lamed chesam ad aleph, it's the sugya of bathing on Shabbos and Yontif, taking showers on Yontif, ve'inkam akoyme l'harech. But the sugya over there begins with a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that ein nois nim beitza b'tzad ha-mecham b'shvil sh'tizgalgal v'lo yafki eno b'sudarim v'rab yoysi matar. There's machlokes in the Mishnah whether or not it's usher for somebody to cook on Shabbos or to heat up water on Shabbos to the extent that you're not heating it from the fire, but you're heating it in some other way. So, for example, you have sand, which is very, very hot. There's a sudr, which is very, very hot. Can you go now and crack an egg on it and make an egg? So, it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Ein noisn beitza b'tzad ha-mecham, v'lo yafkienu b'sudarim. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi matter. Rabbi Yossi holds that this is really something that's going to be mutas. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a kasha. So, the Gemara, Lama Testament Aleph, brings that the Chachamim asked Rabbi Yossi Akasha, Maisa she'asu anshei Tveria, ve'hiviu siloin shel tzoyne l'toich ama shel chamim. There was a Maisa that the anshei Tveria had the chamei Tveria, piyodua, and they came up with a whole patent, a whole etza, how you should be able to bathe with the chamei Tveria on Shabbos. They heated up the water, there was a whole story, and the Chachamim were very upset, and this turned became a very big issue. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam, according to the Chachamim, that the Issa Bishlam on Shabbos is true, even if it's not through a fire. So the Chamei Tveria is not fire. And being that the Chamei Tveria is not fire, that's why there was an issue with the Chamei Tveria. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that's matter. And Rabbi Yossi holds that the only time there's an Isser for Bishul on Shabbos is if you're using the fire. But if it's not through fire, there's no problem. You want to take a sudr that sat out in the sun that's really, really hot and crack an egg on it and scramble it. That's something that you're allowed to do. So what was the whole problem in that sugya in Perakira as it relates to the Chamei Tveria? So the Gemara says, says that Rabbi Yossi told the Chachamim back, he says, no. You're asking me a kasha from the Chami Tveria. The Chami Tveria is different. You want to know why? He said, the Chami Tveria is told us ur. The Chami Tveria is considered water that was heated by, it's no different than water that you would heat up on your stove. And the reason is, the Chalfi HaPischa de Gehenim. Because you want to know where the Chami Tveria get their heat from? They get their heat from Pischa de Gehenim. And what's by Gehenim? This fire by Gehenim. And being that this fire by Gehenim, and that's where the Chami Tveria get their heat. So it's for that reason, says Rabbi Yossi, back to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim had a big problem over there with the Chami Tveria, because the Chami Tveria is not some unconventional, weird way of going ahead and heating up water. It's no different than heating up water with fire, because the Chami Tveria, achalfi apischa de Gehenim. So Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said that you see from this Gemara, from Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that even though Rabbi Yossi holds that when it comes to Mevashel on Shabbos, he holds that if you cook with the Chama, for example, the Halachas is not going to be considered Bishel. But at the same time, Chami Tveria is. And the reason is, it's Mishum de Chalfi HaPischa de Gehenim. So he says that it's true. The Yidden left Mitzrayim, and they had the Batzik, they had the dough on their heads. And it was out in the really, really hot sun. And it was baking in the sun. And because it was baking in the sun, so it's in that fashion, in that form, that they ended up having matzah. Oh, but that matzah, said Reb Chaim, is not considered matzah that was baked in the sun. And the reason is because when did Eden leave Mitzrayim? They left first thing in the morning, right? The Aschaltu de Gula was the middle of the night. But when did they leave? They left first thing in the morning. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that paid Dalet Amid Aleph, that why, according to the Mandama that holds that the sun is white, does it look red in the morning and the evening? The reason is, Mishum de Chalfa, Apischa de Gan Eden, the Apischa de Gehenim. Now, there were two Lashonis in the Gemara. Whether in the morning it's red because of Gan Eden, or whether in the morning it's red because of Gehenim. But according to one shot, in the morning it's red because of Gehenim. So if that's the case, in the morning the sun is red. And why is it red? Because of the fire of Gehenim. So I say, Meris, the sun, Pitzafra Upanya, is mamish like the Chamei Tveria. If it's mamish like the Chamei Tveria, it has a din of Toldus Or. It doesn't have a din of Toldus Chamei. Like Rabbi Yossi said, Mefurish in the Gemara, Mesachta Shabbos, Taflam Atesam Ad Aleph. And that's why, even though Matzah Zushan Oichlan Al Shumma, it's based on the Zecher, it's based on the fact that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had the dough on top of their head and it was baking in the sun. Ah, if that's the case, isn't it told us Chama? How could the Yerushalmi Tzatayseftah say that if somebody makes Sufganim B'chama, you can't be Yoitzi Yechavis Matzah? There it is, because it was B'tzaf. And being that it was Betzafra, so it was Chalfi HaPischa de Gehenim. And if it's Chalfi HaPischa de Gehenim, it's considered that it was baked based on the Pischa de Gehenim, just like the Gemara says regarding the Chami Tveria. Said Reb Chaim, that is the Teretz to the part of the series of Skashi.